Mark Wayne Mullen, Biden's illegal migrant truckers killed hundreds of Americans. By Neil Monroe on August 31, 2026. President Joe Biden and his deputies are responsible for the hundreds of Americans killed by migrant truckers, Homeland Security Chief Mark Wayne Mullen told reporters during a Monday press conference. These individuals are dangerous, and because of the failure from the previous administration, from the Biden administration, they've killed hundreds of people, and unfortunately injured thousands, he said. Officials told the media that migrant truckers have killed 239 Americans. Watch, Mark Wayne Mullen, lefty politicians in sanctuary cities prevent willing law enforcement cooperation. Mullen continued. Thank God, President Trump was elected by the American people to restore law and order and safety back onto our streets. Because one death, one permanent injury, is one too many, and it was 100% preventable. Who, in the Biden administration, thought it was a great idea to put people on the streets that couldn't read our road signs, driving 80,000-pound rigs, without even having to take an English test or a driving test. Biden's border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, welcomed millions of migrants and steered them into accommodation, legal protections, and jobs such as highway trucking. He repeatedly justified the policy of extracting migrants from poor countries as an economic strategy to grow the economy via Bidenomics. Biden's migrants have also killed many Americans in crimes and drunk driving accidents, as well as when driving 18-wheelers. But Mayorkas and other Biden deputies lured thousands of migrants to their deaths on the trek northwards by dangling easy entry into the United States. They also stood by while many migrants died while working off the books for unsupervised companies. A reporter at the press conference pushed back against Mullen's criticism of Biden's welcome for dangerous migrant truckers, prompting an angry response from both Mullen and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. The conversation here has been strongly about illegals and foreign drivers, but they account, according to US.stats.ic, for 1% of the safety issue, the reporter said. Mullen answered, while pointing to an injured girl on the side of the stage, are you saying 1% is okay? Because 1% is one person too many. Every single illegal that maims or kills an individual is 100% preventable. I'm trying to prevent every one of them. I don't care if it's a fraction of 1%, I'm coming after you. I'm removing you from the road because it should never take place. Every death at the hands of an illegal is one too many. Are you willing to take that 1% if it was your daughter? Duffy responded. This does have to do with those who've come into the country illegally. But it also has to do with people who are in the country lawfully. But they're not being trained, and they're not following the laws and the rules we've set up to keep Americans safe on the roadway. Establishment media outlets minimized or ignored the dramatic press conference. Duffy and his deputies have pulled more than 30,000 drivers off the road, closed down more than 250 driving schools, and counted 239 deaths from migrant drivers.